is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah. I ended up doing, no exaggeration, the last two or three nights, 7-8 hours of research on Dianne Feinstein. I'd already done most of it, but I wanted to really make sure before I go after her politically that I had my ducks in a row. And later, after we take some calls, I'll get to that report on her. But, I mean, this is a woman involved in what is insider trading. I mean, it came out, it is, but then they spun it and said, well, it's legal because she did it. So she's God. Her, you know what, doesn't stink. It smells like flowers. Totally disgusting. Absolutely, totally disgusting. And to know she's a predator, to know she has an instinct to dominate, to know she has a concealed carry and five bodyguards, and her husband's worth $1 billion and she's worth $100 million or more, and she's been married, I think, like three times. Husbands keep dropping, but I mean, you know, her earlier husbands were just pretty much nobody's types. I mean, you know, she goes to Congress, the financial statement says $1 million or so in 1993. And the only thing she ever did in her life was work in government. And then all of a sudden she's worth, depending on the estimate, you know, 70 to 150 million. They all vary. These financial reports they've got to file are just very vague. But it shows some of the stocks, some of the bonds, but they're in blind trust with her, so you can't see them. I spent hours going over these things, but it comes out what she does. I mean, they'll have a biotech company that doesn't even exist, and she'll put $1 million into a new company in San Francisco. And then she'll introduce the legislation and get it passed 3 months later to give it $25 million. And then $25 million goes to her, because she's the owner. I mean, it's just stuff like that. I've got the articles right here. I mean, this is just mafia. I mean, that's what this is. This woman is a pig. This woman is a mobster pig that wants us her quarry. Quarry, you know, like a fox is hunting rabbits, a wolf is hunting deer, a tiger is hunting ding-dings or whatever those little deer are they have in India. Or people. And the woman's got the eyes of a predator, you know. I was engaging in the ubiquitous American ritual of returns. I mean, what do you do when you get given two of the same gift, you know, for your kids? I mean, you got to take it back. It's just wasteful if you don't. And I was at Toys R Us yesterday, and I came across this. If you're a TV viewer, you can see. If you're a radio listener, don't worry about tomorrow. There'll be a YouTube of this up. I decided I'm going to interview her tomorrow on the radio. My son said, let me look at the Star Wars figurines. Because, you know, when you go to return something, you always end up buying something. And I said, okay, let's go look at the Star Wars figurines. And we did get one because I said, my gosh, I'd been looking at photos of her all day doing research on her that night and that morning. And I mean, literally, if you look at Dianne Feinstein, this Star Wars figure, what's his name? He's one of the pod racer guys. Very ugly. Show folks a document cam shot of this because you got to have some gallows humor on this. There's one thing they don't like is being made fun of. Document cam, please. Look at this little guy. This is exactly what she looks like. It has that predatory shark-like psycho stare, everything. She's got a concealed carry, so she's armed. And this is Dianne Feinstein. So I think I'll do that thing on the nightly news. I do satire maybe 5-6 times a year. We're going to be doing more of it because I like it. And I'm going to do that deal where you know, we interview her. And I'll have her up on the big screen like this going, get your guns. It's because I want to take care of you. Everything's fine. Trust me. Because gun control works so well in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and Mao. Mao was so nice. He said political power goes out of a barrel of a gun. I'm going to keep my gun, sweetie, and you're not. I helped out the Night Stalker, you know. What a sexy boy he was. Yeah. I'm Dianne Feinstein, and it's time to bite the bullet. By the way, your tax money, it's going into my companies and government grants, because CNN says your guns are illegal, but I'm allowed to insider trade. I'll get you and your little guns, too.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If gun owners don't get organized and don't get focused and don't get aggressive about the premeditated attempts to repeal the Second Amendment that The Economist magazine is calling for and many others, then we're going to lose it. And you need to understand, the canary in the coal mine, why would the establishment do something so politically unpopular as try to ban all semi-auto handguns and have you turn them into the ATF? Let me explain again if you just joined us. The New York Times favorably supports Feinstein's bill. She's the head of the Senate Rules Committee that allows the bills in, and the Intelligence Committee. It is her bill that Obama is supporting. He came out today, he said, my, quote, full weight is for this. And it's like, hey, it's reasonable. Alan Combs came out and attacked me in the Huffington Post Friday, saying Jones is screeching, saying it's a big deal. No, it's not. Turning your guns in is totally reasonable. Remember, they never wanted our guns. We were conspiracy terrorists. And we're like, well, here's all the bills you introduced in all these states and federally. And all of you have said you want the total abolition of guns. You know, here's the quotes. I mean, I did a whole magazine of them a month ago. Ahead of this, I knew it was coming, of their quotes where they were going to totally ban them. Single-shot shotguns is their goal. Take everything. They've done it in every other country. I mean, this is not hard to figure out. And they're like, oh, that you're a conspiracy theorist. We'd never, come on, we'd never try to get your guns. I mean, that's just crazy. Are you going to tell me water's wet and ducks quack and bears go bathroom in the woods? This guy thinks the sun's going to come up in the morning. Crazy conspiracy theorist. If you don't get it through your heads, especially those of you that don't own guns, this is called authoritarianism. They plan to gut us this year. Total open borders for the illegal aliens, so the 30 million that are here can legalize all their families to come, and then be put on welfare and bankrupt things further and be a voting block. That's the head of his agenda. Second is to get our guns. He said that today. I have the AP right here. Obama wants gun violence measures passed in 2013 is the headline, and it's got his quotes. This is globalism. This is getting rid of America. We're going under a UN treaty. They're taking everyone else's guns worldwide. They can't have America be an example of freedom. You know, they took the guns 15 years ago in England. You can pull this up. And they have the highest crime rate in Europe. And I keep saying doubled. I was corrected. It's more than quadrupled their violent crime rate. I mean, muggings, attackings, the whole area is being burned down. Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world, and everyone, by law, has to own full auto. What do the Israelis do with mass shootings? Arm their population. What's Israel do? They came out, their foreign minister spokesman, and said, the NRA is wrong. We do not have guns. Total lie. That's like saying Israel doesn't exist or something. I mean, it's they think you're so dumb, folks, that they've had the media come out and go, look, the Israeli foreign ministry spokesman says the NRA is incorrect. We do not have guns in schools. And then I went and found his full quote. He was like, we do not have guns in schools for mass shooting crime. That is for terrorism. See, they play a lawyer game. Oh, it's terrorism when somebody walks in an Israeli school and shoots everybody. So they armed them in the 80s and haven't had any more shootings. Well, they had one a few years ago, and the teacher shot the guy before he could kill anybody. See, they treat you like you're idiots, folks, and you're not idiots. You just need to get angry when people lie to you. That, you guys type in, even Israel is fact-checking, or even Israel is correcting the NRA, and it's the Atlantic Wire and a bunch in CBS News, and, oh, the NRA got caught in a lie. And they always think our rights about the NRA. It's never about our rights, Second Amendment. It's about the NRA, who's a milquetoast group, by the way. See, there's layers to all this. So let me give you the number. I want to talk to gun shop owners. I want to talk to current military, and I want to talk to police. So now it's out in the open. What do you think about it? Do I get an apology for being right about this? Do I get an apology on the fact that everything we talked about is coming true? Hundreds of news articles a month declaring world government. Hundreds of news articles about how they're forcibly inoculating kids in public schools illegally, but the government just doesn't care. This is the takeover. I mean, they go on the news now and say, the NRA lied to you. Israel, none of their citizens have guns. I mean, they train five-year-olds with guns there. I have photos of five-year-olds on armed patrol in Israel. Pull up. For viewers, radio listeners, just type into the search engine, Israeli children armed, Israeli children shooting, Israeli citizens packing, Israeli teachers armed. I mean, it's been all over the news. I've interviewed dozens of people been to Israel. You see it everywhere. The women at the beach, I showed this last Friday, go with their M16s with them. Because before they did that, in the last 20 years or so, people would go to the beach and kill them and blow them up. Doesn't happen anymore. Or as soon as somebody pulls a gun out and starts shooting people, they're dead. So you get one person killed or two people killed, including the bad guy, not 25 or 50. You see, if that logic ever got out, wait a minute. Guys, can you type in Israeli women armed? You can actually show the women at Tel Aviv Beach laying there on their towels with M16s. And it's not a big deal. Nobody's scared. Hey, it's an M16. Yeah, there's a photo right there on screen of an Israeli teacher with a rifle on her back. The women pack rifles over there to such an extent that most women have a spot worn on their buttocks where the rifle rests. Before the internet got really big back in 94, I used to hear G. Gordon Liddy talk about that because he went to Israel a lot and spoke there. All right, I have gone long enough on this issue. Why is this all happening? Let me give you the toll-free number. 877-789-ALEX, 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 877-789-2539. First-time callers, police, military, gun shop owners, your take on this. I don't feel like words are big enough to describe this, okay? If you want to know why all this is happening, six foreign megabanks are establishing world government, okay? They are establishing world government on a planetary scale, and they have standardized global rules of domestication and control where they want to raise taxes on the general public, which the globalists are exempt from, to such an extent you will live in a 250-square-foot home or apartment, whole families will, and you will pay 80-plus percent of your money to the globalists offshore in taxes. That's the model. Meanwhile, the globalists are all exempt. And case in point, document cam shot for viewers. Radio listeners, follow along. Lucky for Congress, blatant conflict of interest is still perfectly legal. Atlantic Magazine. This year, consumerists. Here's why congressmen are allowed to make insider trades. Oh, because they said so. Why Congress can freely trade on insider information. CNN. No, it's not legal for Congress to insider trade. The SEC should launch investigations immediately. Oh, really, the SEC's all Goldman Sachs people. The Congress insider trading scandal is outrageous. Business Insider. CBS News. Congress trading stock on inside information. New York Times. Insider trading banned for lawmakers clears Congress. Now, they passed it a few months ago. It's got loopholes because the Ethics Committee tells them they can do it. Well, the Ethics Committee in the House and the Senate and at the Treasury said Paulson, Henry Paulson, in 2008 could give $211 million of bailout money, get this, to himself. Oh, The House Ethics Committee, again, said Obama can tie down children and gouge their eyes out with pencils. The government's allowed to torture people because it's to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. We're allowed to. This is why they're doing it. They're a bunch of crooks. They put Martha Stewart in jail, who wasn't even involved in insider trading. She thought her stock might go down. She sold it. She knew some announcements were coming out. She sold a little bit of it. But they sent her to prison. Folks, that's to make it look like they're doing something. If you're a big insider like the globalist, MF Global head, former head of Goldman Sachs, Corzine, billions disappeared. And he lied to Congress and got caught and didn't get in trouble. And they said, well, he's allowed to lie to Congress. Now, the reason I got into this is Dianne Feinstein is the king of what I would call insider trading, even though she says it's legal. A rose is still a rose by any other name. A crime is still a crime by any other name. So that's what this pig wants, is your guns.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse. To your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out. Or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul. The attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm up here in space. I got my eye on you. My lasers trace everything you do. You think you have private lives? Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. Dianne Feinstein, head of the intelligence community, is watching all the time. That's right, and the Republicans and the Democrats passed FISAC again, warrantless wiretapping of the American people. They built giant NSA centers in San Antonio and Salt Lake City, Utah, and they now admit what 5 years ago they called a conspiracy theory. They're listening to everything you do illegally, committing felonies. Well, why not? They insider trade. They do whatever they want. And it's totally transparent now. And they talk to you like your children. And now they want your guns. And Obama's never been sadder than he is now about the 20 dead children. Honest to goodness, he promises they killed over 45,000 people in the Libya takeover using Al-Qaeda. More than 20,000 of those were black people. There's videos. Go to Libyan massacres if you got the nerve to watch them. They take them down as fast as they can, but they're on YouTube. You want to watch men, women, and children chopped up with machetes because bullets are too expensive? By Saudi Arabians brought in by the U.S. government? Our government, it runs Al-Qaeda. Do I get an apology now that it's in the New York Times that, well, the government does run Al-Qaeda, but they're better than Assad? No, they're not. Assad did nothing to anyone. Was he perfect? Absolutely not. Do I want to live in Syria? No. But he was one of the best governments in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. And now they've put Al-Qaeda in. They've almost got control of Syria. They put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya. See, they're insider trading publicly. They're stealing trillions of dollars. Trillions. They're announcing world government. They think you're that stupid. And now they're like, hey, you got a right to a Second Amendment? We can just ban any guns we want. They're playing mind games. And I want to finish with this and then go to Mark, a police officer, and others who are holding. Here are some of the research. You know, I went over CNN going, oh, yes, Congress is allowed to insider trade. You're not, but they are, because they said so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't think, well, they're the government. Obama says the UN's now the boss of the military. He said so. Dianne Feinstein today on the news said we've got to ban our guns because it's part of the UN treaty, because they said so. Well, I guess they said so. I mean, you know, that's it. Dianne Feinstein still dogged by allegations of conflicts of interest. Breitbart, that's from last year. Of course, you know, he's dead now, so that'll... insider trading by Congress. And look, here she is. Number five on the list, $779 million plus. That's just the stocks and bonds and things. That's separate from her husband. Because she had $1 million when she went to the Senate. Again, that... What's a senator get paid? Is it $255,000? You guys look up the salary for me? Thank you. Oh, they did just get a pay raise, though, of a few thousand, so I guess it's okay. Marxist California Democrat Dianne Feinstein invested $1 million in biotechnology company just weeks before company got $24 million government grant. Oh, that's no big deal. I mean, to be, you know, no big deal. New company, she goes in. Insider trader, war profiteer, Chinese company invested Dianne Feinstein. Oh, she sold out to the Chi-Coms, who own the majority of our debt. Remember 2 weeks ago, the Chinese government came out and said, we own your debt. We want the guns turned in. We believe the people won't pay the debt back to us. No, it's not our debt. It's to the Federal Reserve. Oh, here's her husband. Oh, Richard C. Blum, investment banker. He gets a lot of real good little government deals. Senator Feinstein loaded up on biotech scop. Again, bipartisan agreement against privacy rights. You know, the reason I came in with the NSA story was because, again, they just reauthorized all that illegal stuff, and Dianne Feinstein was the head of that. She is the head of the Intelligence Committee. And she agrees with Obama that the House cannot see a Cybersecurity Act executive order. Only she gets to. The House does it because she's God. Dictatorship. Dianne Feinstein, assault weapons ban is political suicide for Democrats. No, it's not. This PolyMike site says, I want to get the guns, but people are going to get mad if we go this quick. Oh, no, she wants to start a civil war. She knows what to do. She knows what to do. She knows how to bring this country down. Let's go to Mark, and then we'll go to John, David, Jim, Mirko, John, Derek, Jake, Jeremiah, Ricardo, and others. Mark, who's a police officer in Washington. Mark, are you going to come take our guns when the hundreds of millions of gun owners don't turn them in? I guess we're all going to get arrested.
No.
What's your take on all this, sir?
I've been police officer for 15 years, and I will say it, like I've said it before, I believe in people owning guns. It's what keeps a tyrannical government at bay, and it keeps the honest people honest. And I believe that the American citizens should be armed to protect themselves because, listen, we can't be everywhere at once, and an armed society has been proven over and over again to keep crime down. So just keep buying guns. The only advice I'd give people is just do a lot more private sales, purchase guns privately so that way the government doesn't know what you have. Because
I agree that's good to do, but I've never done that just because I've been like, you know what, I'll go in and get it and be registered. I'm not turning them in. And I'm saying right now it's my line in stone. Just like with my ancestors that founded Texas and our ancestors that founded this country, I'm not turning it. Listen, they're saying you'll come into the ATF and they'll decide if you can keep your guns. They'll decide arbitrarily. It says and pay you money on the spot if they decide. That's called dictatorship. I already have no felonies. I don't even have misdemeanors other than speeding. I haven't done anything wrong. I have my guns. And look, the uniform crime statistics, I'm sure you know this as a police officer, just came out 2 weeks ago. What did it show in the trend? It showed massive drop in violent crime for the eighth straight year. Now, why is that happening? They admit increased gun ownership. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Any other points?
No, I just want to tell my brothers and sisters out there in law enforcement that, hey, listen, need to educate the public, need to get them to start getting a hold of their senators and congressmen like I've done, and we need to stand behind our citizenry because, listen, there may be a time in our careers where we're going to need them to back us up. I've put the line in the sand. I will not ever take a gun from a lawful gun owner, period, and the day that they ask me to do that, I will resign and protect my right to bear arms.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Last question, if you're still there. Other officers, was this a huge wake-up call when they finally came out and said, yeah, we're going to have you turn your guns in?
Now, I'll tell you this, Alex. Police officers are just kind of like Cosmo is a small... it gives you a window into what the rest of the public feels. It's the same way. You know, I would say at least the area I'm in, probably 30% of the guys are woken up, and the other 70% are just worried about taking care of their family, and they don't really pay attention to what's going on.
Well, the issue is the canary in the coal mine. I mean, why are they trying to take the guns now? In fact, that's the key point I meant to get to. That's in my notes. When we come back briefly, why they want the guns now on the other side, and then I promise we're going to race through your calls. But notice how they're sliding this out here. Yeah, the bill just gives us the power to do whatever we want, including confiscate your guns.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now, I want to be clear. Congress could pass a law saying black people are slaves again. You don't have to go attach yourself to a plow like a human mule. Government could announce women couldn't vote again. It's unconstitutional. Government could tell you you've got to report for, you know, duty as a Soviet slave or national service. It's unconstitutional. But they've got to convince you to do it. If Obama signs an executive order, and he said he'll do everything in his power, and they said it may be an executive order. If Obama comes out and says executive order, you've got to report with all your semi-autos as you get a letter to the ATF. And that's what they said they're going to do. In fact, she's now put out info on how they're going to do it. You will receive a letter off the NICS that you bought a rifle, period. It could be bolt action because they claim they don't know exactly what type it is. They could go and check the records. They just say you will then report to them with your firearm and be registered like a sex offender, fingerprinted, and put into a database. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. So you don't just have a right to say no to unconstitutional orders. You have a duty. And the big issue is, why are they dropping the hammer now? The globalist in 2002, the Joseph Stiglitz documents got released. He was the chief economist, World Bank. It was IMF World Bank meetings. There was a 112-point IMF plan. They call it the IMF riot. And they were saying, we've taken down all the third world by buying off their politicians, getting them to sign on to derivatives. We want to do this to Europe and the U.S. now, like we've done to Japan in the 90s, to really colonize these countries and get rid of sovereignty and transfer it all to the mega banks. The global government's run by private banks. Davos last year, 2011, called for $100 trillion in taxes every decade from the world's countries. Guys, when you type in $100 trillion in new credit needed, Davos, I'm going to show folks that article. London Telegraph, I believe, was the first. And then there's video clips of them saying this. So $100 trillion will be paid directly to them. And in carbon taxes, VAT, wellhead, Tobin taxes, you name it. And it's all announced now. You will pay your taxes directly to the funds owned by Mayor Bloomberg. You will pay taxes directly to the funds owned by Prince Charles. There it is. World needs $100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. And the credit to get us out of the slump that they engineered is to give them money. You'll pay taxes to us in SDRs through the UN. And then we're like, hey, we don't want to be under global government. Oh, that doesn't exist, crazy man. Knowing the general, Israelis don't own guns. Israelis aren't allowed to own guns. You're like, everybody knows they all own guns. And no, they don't. No, they don't. And we're allowed to insider trade. Yes, yes, yes. And we care about the children. They just talk to you like you're idiots. They're doing this because it's all or nothing. They should all go to jail like Bernie Madoff. And Bernie Madoff gave that New York Magazine interview and he said, all I did is what is standard at the higher levels. I only did this with $100 billion. They've done it with over $1,000 trillion. It's true. Bernie Madoff didn't do anything that they all haven't done. Do you understand that? And let me explain something to you. They want to make you poor as a tool of control, so you're so poor. They've done this in hundreds of countries, the globalists have. And if they do it here, they plan on bankrupting you, and then they can buy everything up. And I know a lot of you aren't going to listen. Just down the road when you get hurt really bad, remember in a couple of years when they're up there with new taxes and new regulations and more liberty to be taken and we need citizens to report and to government labor to help get things going. Just remember I told you it was designed. People say, oh, the drug war's failing. They're screw-ups. More people on drugs, more people in prison. They're not screwing up. They launder $500 billion in U.S. banks alone conservatively a year. Publicly. The major banks own the drug aircraft. Publicly. They run white slavery on the same big bank aircraft. That's little kidnapped women and children. That's mainstream news. See, they even put it in the news. That kid disappeared down the street. They got him on a plane that ships drugs back in and kids back out publicly. But you know what? They're allowed to, just like the congressional hearing said with DynCorp. I played that clip just a few weeks ago when Cynthia McKinney was on with us, the congresswoman, the former congresswoman. There she is in 2006 going, why do you let DynCorp do this? They go, well, they're just allowed to. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you go, what is this guy talking about? Oh, you didn't know all that? Oh, they care about the children. You know, they want to make sure. They care about them. They get about $1 million for certain children. You better believe they care about that little kid. Right before they put the cigarettes out in their eyes, you better believe it. Top dollar to slaughter a kid. Oh, you didn't know? Just type in DynCorp, child sex slaves. You'll get hundreds of mainstream articles. They want you to know. They want you to know. And I'm risking my life to tell you this information because it doesn't matter what happens to me or even my family. We got to beat these people. We're still on radio. America's still free to a great extent. They're in control of the central systems, and they're getting ready to really move. They want to take the guns because they're going to bring us into a total depression, and they want the crime waves to make you beg for martial law. But if they have welfare runs and Los Angeles riots everywhere, and citizens stop the riots like last time, they won't be able to bring in full martial law. I figure these people out, folks. I eat, drink, and sleep this. We're fighting people that make Stalin and Hitler and Mao look unsophisticated. Same evil, more sophisticated. But we're more sophisticated, too, today as well. So, listen, you've been warned, ladies and gentlemen. You've been warned and warned and warned again. John in Alaska, thanks for holding, and then David and others. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, in Alaska here, we have an interesting thing. When we became a state, we have certain things that the Fed has to do and that we have to do. And we also put it in our Constitution that the right to keep and bear arms is a personal right and shall not be infringed. So this is going to impact, and I'm going to be dealing with that coming up. And I hope you have the time to discuss this. I know you're busy, but I'm putting together a class action lawsuit against this. One of the things, as you've discussed, Big Pharma has been involved with all these psychotropic drugs. I have found that it, if not 90-some percent, even possibly 100% of all of these perpetrators.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's about 99%. Now they're smart enough to keep the record sealed, but they're always under psychiatric care. And it says on the inserts, makes you commit mass murder, makes you commit suicide. I mean, we wonder why the military sevenfold previous suicides. You put troops on suicide pills.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're on, brother. Go.
Okay, I tried to mention something. Anyway, one of the things I worked on after I we had the Patrick Purdy with the in the McDonald's. This really drove home to me that these people are a problem, and I've been working on this ever since then, and I've actually come up with a thing that can deal with this. And if people are on psychotropic drugs, they could actually, there's only about 1,000 of them that would be problematic in this country. We could do it exactly like we do it with, alcoholics who drive a car. They wear a leg band. If you had an armband on, you couldn't use a gun. You couldn't play with guns.
No, I hear you. People that are on hallucinogen-based drugs should be wearing tags. I mean, they're the real danger. I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, look, the drugs are hallucinogens. They're in the psychotropic hallucinogen class, and it says in the insert can make you go crazy. Let's jam in one more real fast. David in Oklahoma, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Just a point. The 13th Amendment also applies here, and I ask you to call all of your listeners' attention to the Dred Scott decision of 1857. The right to bear arms is basically the number one difference between a free man and a slave.
That's right. That's right. And that's why they've already stolen everything else, our money, our future. They're spying on us illegally. That symbol of us armed makes the criminals mad. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. And I'm so bad about going to calls on a Sunday show because I'm so desperate. I don't feel like I'm explaining it good enough. I don't feel like I'm explaining to you how much danger we're in, okay? I mean, if you're a new listener and you just heard me say the UN and major contractors kidnap little kids, just type in UN child kidnapping, BBC, AP, Reuters, but nobody helps them. You don't get into the high government unless you're a child abuser now. Look at
this man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's do this. Let's give each of the 10 first callers or so about 45 seconds apiece, or I won't get to anybody. Articles up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are key to get out to everybody. Obama to put full weight behind Feinstein gun confiscation plan nationwide. You heard me right. Piers Morgan to leave U.S. if Second Amendment not repealed. By the way, I got a call from Piers Morgan's producer today. They want me on when he's back. That'll be ridiculous. I bet they chicken out. American Academy of Pediatrics wants to keep dangerous mercury in vaccines. Well, actually, they took it out. They want it back in. Sandy Hook on television takes your guns. It's all up there. Ron Paul says the fiscal cliff's all fake and a way to grab more power. Okay, David, finish your point about Dred Scott. Go ahead.
It's like I said, the main difference between a free man and a slave is the right to keep and bear arms and self-defense. It was decided in 1857. Chief Justice Roger Taney issued an astounding opinion in that. And in fact, it even caused that's actually what prompted what became known as the Civil War. So we don't have just the Second Amendment here, let's say, on our side. It's the 13th. We already fought this battle.
I agree with you. Listen, members of Congress can't insider trade, but they tell you they can. Does that give you an idea of how crazy these people are? I mean, we're in trouble, folks. These are criminals. These committee chairmen and people are a bunch of scum. And I don't just say that.
A local example, Tulsa had a race riot in 1921. You can go and read about it on the Internet. But it was actually prompted by the press, which caused... They don't even know where all the bodies are buried today, 100 years later, almost 100 years later. They don't even know where the bodies are buried. They're still looking for some of them. It was started by the press and the administration and got totally out of control. Next thing you know, they got the National Guard rolling around Tulsa.
No, that's the plan.
My grandmother has told me stories about trucks full of bodies passing in front of her house back then. She was a child.
I know. It used to happen all over the country. I appreciate your call. They're all going to engineer it, I'm telling you. Folks, my gut, not just politically, my gut is just like, mayday, mayday. And my gut's never wrong. I mean, we're in trouble. Soviet-style takeover, folks. If they think you're going to go along with it, Obama today is like, well, if the American people want me to take the guns, I will. You know, like, you're the ones that wanted it. I did it for you, for the children. Let's go to J.T. Coyote. J.T. Coyote, who writes for different gun magazines. I know that name. He's a gunsmith. Quick take on this, brother.
Hey, dude. Yeah, we've got a problem. Feinstein is insider trading along with about 40% of Congress. So, you know, she's making lots of money. And
they don't want to go to jail. I mean, what bank robber does wants their slaves armed? First thing a robber does is say, put your hands up. She's got the guns, you don't. She's in charge, she's the boss.
And you know, David just made that point. You know, a slave is disarmed. And you know, he cites the Dred Scott case. But when you get into, come up into the 20th century, and here's a little quote that you might like. The right of the civilians in a free society to possess military-looking or even actual military weapons is essential if a monopoly of force is not to reside in the hands of government, where modern history shows the potential for far greater abuses and crimes exist than are possible for any deranged individual. And that was prominently cited in U.S. v. Miller in 1939.
No, I know. Look, it's an absolute right. We've been taken over by foreign banks. They want to complete the fraudulent takeover. They want the American people disarmed. The Chinese government said, we own your debt, turn your guns in. How about you go to Hades? Folks, did you know the Chinese government came out a week and a half ago? I mean, our traitor media won't tell you this. Let's go to Mirko in Canada. Go ahead. Miro, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I just don't get people, don't look at history. I mean, look at what the Turks did to the Armenians.
The Turks took their guns and then what killed a million of them?
Yeah, over a million and a half of them, and then what...
No. If you go... Just type in the history of gun control and mass murder. We've copied over to save it, the jpfo.org. They've gone through the whole history, but I've had professors on. Government killed 260 plus million people last century after taking their guns.
Yeah, I just don't get people. You know, you look back at history and you see all these events unfold, and you know, they don't realize that that's what's about to come.
Society's collapsing, and the first thing they want in Sandy or Katrina is to come confiscate your guns when the police are standing down. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Great point about the Armenian massacre. Let's talk to John in Michigan. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Hello, brother.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, you are truly a person that is gifted with a sense of truth that in this hour and time that most people are bereft of, and I'm just very glad to speak to you. Basically, all I want to say is, as far as the Satanistic component to what's going on with the correlation to the shootings, this is exactly what these people want. They are Satanists. They're energized by Satan. If you read in the Bible how it says the world will be filled with pharmakia, form of sorcery, this is, you know, just a part of this loose.
Revelation says the Antichrist will use pharmakia to literally traffic in men's souls. That's a quote. Traffic in men's souls, and you're right. It is their little devil-worshipping Prozac heads. They're all devil worshippers. In almost every case, they're devil worshippers. We have a devil worshipper problem. I'm not turning my guns in so the devil worshippers can have their way with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a component that is very little talked about. I mean, and this is what, at its essence, is really what's going on. But, of course, we have all these other aspects of life that we have to consider that are a part of life, you know, economic and psychological and all this. But basically, when you get down to its quintessential understanding, this is what it truly is.
Well, I mean, it started to hit me that I spent hours last night, the night before, trying to find a serial killer who wasn't a devil worshiper. And it's always a footnote. Oh, by the way, he did it for Satan because he was mentally ill. Okay, whatever. People that say they're devil worshippers are the people we got to watch out for. Duh. Turns out these guys are walking around how much they love Satan. Now they're going to kill everybody. You start saying you love Satan, they're going to kill everybody. That's not free speech, folks. That's saying I'm going to kill people. God bless you. I appreciate your call. But because devil worshippers want to shoot two firefighters, or a devil worshipper wants to go kill 20 kids in a government disarm zone, I'm supposed to give my guns up. Son of Sam, devil worshipper. Dirk in Ohio, retired Army. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm originally from New Zealand, and in New Zealand, we had strict gun control. It doesn't work worth a damn. Just last year, my brother and two of his mates got beaten up by a gang of 16 people, and all three of them were put in an hospital in intensive care. So this stuff about people seeming to think that because you have strict gun control that somehow violent crime is going to decrease.
Australia's crime rate since the gun ban, 14 years ago, went up 86%, violent crime rate.
Right, right. And in New Zealand, you know, the crime rate, when they put in this stupid gun control rubbish legislation over 20 years ago, you know, it did nothing.
And God bless you, brother. We're going to jump quick. They used a mass shooting to do that. Call me back tomorrow on the weekday show. I apologize. I haven't gotten to more. I'm bad. But I'll do better on the weekday show, noon to 3 Eastern. Let's go to Jake, Texas active military. Jake, the Army manuals trained to confiscate our guns, been big news. What's your take on this? What's the military saying?
Here's the deal, Alex. Me and my brother, I'm in the infantry. I'm an Afghanistan veteran. The main, I guess you could say, idea around all of us is we took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States from both enemies, foreign and domestic. So technically that's attacking the Constitution. Therefore, I will have no part in it, and I know nobody in the military. Nobody I know in the military, I'm not saying anybody, but nobody I know would ever have any part of that.
Fact, I agree. I agree. That's what I'm getting. So why do they think they can do it? Because they want to start a civil war. That's what the 1.6 billion bullets, the specialized police are for. Do these idiots really, just because they get away with insider trading and kidnapping kids and stuff, do they really think they're going to get away with this, my friend?
If they do, I'm not sure how, because that's exactly what they're going to have on their hands if they ask somebody to turn in their weapons.
Well, let me tell you what they're going to do.
I'm personally an owner of a quote-unquote assault weapon, which an AR-15 is just a mini 14 ranch rifle with plastic on it. That's all it is.
I hear you, brother. God bless you. Sorry, the other caller's back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, InfoWars.com, with the free audio streams and podcast served out there. You can sign up for that or get the free iPhone app or listen right on your local AM and FM station or XM 166. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get the word out and stop these globalists now. This is not...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.